we were surprised, you know, why that particular portion of the old rule had been totally obliterated and taken off the present rule now. Because Your it Honor, may not, our position is that.
Let the counsel, the defense.
Yes, I thought it was done.
All right, well,
our point, Your Honor, is to make the rule more in accord with the constitutional requirement on the matter, especially the Bill of Rights, which grant to every person the right to life, liberty, and property. He cannot be deprived of any of these things without in violation of the due process clause. Yes. It is our humble submission, Your Honor, that with the old rule, there is greater attachment, there is greater adherence to the observance of the protection of the right to due process, Your Honor.
We are conscious of that, Mr. Counsel, and I cannot rule on this at this moment. This has to be taken up by the court in a caucus, as we have practiced, in order to arrive at a reasonable resolution of the issue you have raised. But I can assure you that as much as possible, we will try to accord the respondent a fair trial, observing not only substantive but procedural due process, in order to not to intrude or rather derogate anything from the application of applicable provisions of the Bill of Rights. Now, may I ask a question from a member of the court to test the credibility of a witness presented by either side? Would that be acceptable to both sides?
Acceptable to the prosecution, Your Honor.
How about the defense?
With more reason, Your Honor, if the purpose is to test the credibility of the witness on the stand who is under examination, we can interpose no valid objection, Your Honor.
Yeah.
We are in total conformity and in full accord with that suggestion, Your Honor.
And for instance, the presiding officer extensively questioned two witnesses for the prosecution yesterday, precisely because of the fact that the issue involved an attachment to the request for a supplemental subpoena duces tecum to produce a document desired from a bank, covered by certain laws that in turn covers the document with a certain amount of confidentiality. So I do not know whether that is objectionable to the defense.
To us, Your Honor, we could interpose no valid objection to such a procedure, Your Honor. But if the questioning by way of testing the credibility of the witness will amount to, let's say, discovery again of certain documents, and he is ordered to produce without the benefit of a subpoena, Your Honor, that is worse than a subpoena itself, because a subpoena duces tecum may be quashed, may be objected to, but if there is a motion on the part of the member of this court requiring a particular witness on the stand to produce document, automatically is under legal obligation by direction of this honorable court, Your Honor. We are not saying that it is not valid. We are not saying that it is illegal, Your Honor. But it borders on what is known as gray area, whereby the right of a party on the stand may be prejudiced, and also the party under trial, Your Honor.
We'll take note of your manifestation.
Before we end, Your Honor, it is not our purpose to have a drastic action on our plea, Your Honor. Yes. We are pleading this matter to be brought to the attention of this honorable court only for purposes of examination and judicious evaluation. With that, Your Honor, we thank heavily this honorable court, Your Honor.
May we make also a manifestation, Mr. President?
Just a minute. The presiding officer is conscious of the rights of the respondent and the role of the prosecution as well as the defense in this case. And I can assure you that I've been following that norm. But we will take this up in caucus.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The chief of the panel of prosecutors from the House.
Yes, Mr. President, may we just make a counter-manifestation on the matter. There's a saying in English which says that if ain't broke, don't fix it. Kung wala naman diferensya o sira, huwag mo nang kukumpunihin. The rules as they stand now are perfect, Mr. President, because by presidents, we've been doing this in the 11th Congress in the hearing of the case, in the impeachment case of President Estrada, these same rules applied. And even in the U.S. Senate, Mr. President, this same rule is found in the rules of the U.S. Senate that senators sitting in impeachment can ask questions from witnesses and from counsels. The only difference is that in the U.S. Senate, the questions are written and submitted to the President, Mr. President. But they are certainly allowed to ask questions. And on the part of the House, we have been maintaining, Mr. President, that an impeachment case is an administrative case where the only issue is whether the public officer still enjoys public trust in order that he can still continue to hold office.
If I remember what I read correctly, counsel, in the case of in case of impeachment, the role of the House of Representatives is that of a grand jury. You are supposed to have prepared the evidence beforehand. In fact, your powers to gather the evidence beforehand is plenary. It's in fact inquisitorial in nature. And that is why we have a problem in the course of this trial, because we are using compulsory process to gather evidence for you.
Yes.
Which you should have gathered beforehand before you filed the impeachment articles of impeachment in this court. And that's why I warned you several times that what you're doing might be fatal to the proceedings. You read American precedents in impeachment cases. The function of the House is like that of a grand jury. I have it researched. And in a grand jury proceedings, it is almost an inquisition. There's no adversarial proceeding. You can subpoena any record from any sector, but you are called upon to keep this subpoenaed records absolutely confidential, not exposed to the public as what is being done in this proceeding. You should have read those materials before you instituted these articles of impeachment.
We are already
at this point, it's too late to backtrack, but it's a lesson that we have to learn.
Just 1 minute, Mr. President, on this matter.
Before that, Mr. President.
No, I suggest that the chief of the prosecution panel.
I submit, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are three modes of initiating impeachment complaint, Mr. President. If indeed it passes through the Committee on Justice, then we could have been afforded all this time to exercise the powers akin to a grand jury. But, Mr. President, there is a third mode which is specifically granted by the Constitution, where in case the verified complaint or resolution of impeachment is filed by at least one-third of all the members of the House, it shall be sent immediately to the Senate. Because, Mr. President, yung impeachment po kasi emergency power po ito ng mamamayan. Halimbawa po, kung yung Pangulo ng Bansa o yung punong maestrado po sa tingin ng isa bawat tatlong miyembro ng Kamara po ay talagang dapat panagutin kaagad-agad, hindi na po dadaan doon sa grand jury style, kundi idudulog na po kaagad dito at mag lilitis na po kaagad tayo dito dahil kung emergency nga po, baka masira po lalo yung opisina kung dadaan po doon sa proseso.
Tama po, pero ibig ba ninyong sabihin na kahit na one-third ng House of Representatives ang pumirma, ay pupulutin ninyo sa hangin yung ilalagay ninyo sa Articles of Impeachment na wala kayong batayan?
Di naman po, dahil katulad nga po nito, meron naman po silang ginawang mga Articles of Impeachment na may mga nakalahad naman po doon kung ano yung mga reklamo at nahimay-himay po naman.
Alam mo, kaya magulo yung inyong Articles of Impeachment. Kaya nga nahihirapan kami na kung saan namin papasyahan yung mga ebidensya na ipinapasok ninyo. Kaya na sa Article 2 lamang nagkaroon tayo ng problema. Pagdating natin sa Article 4, Article 5, Article 7, Article 6, Article 7, halo-halo yung aligasyon ninyo. Pag binuksan ninyo yan, makikita natin ang kamalian Anyway, we proceed.
Yes, Mr. President.
We take advisement on this matter.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Yes. President.
Yes. Mr. President, as the chairman of the Committee on Rules, first, I would like to thank the prosecution for saying that the rules are perfect. But nevertheless, the prohibition to object is not found in the rules of the Senate, indeed, but it is found in the practice in courts, wherein you cannot object to the question of a judge. Be that as it may we recognize Senator Angara and then Senator Joker Arroyo,
yes.
Mr. President, so that they may amplify this position of the Rules Committee.
The issue is very simple, Mr. President. The question being raised is that why is it that the defense or the counsel of either side cannot object to a question by a senator judge? The majority leader is correct. There is no ban, there is no prohibition against any of the senator, any of the lawyers objecting to a question. But it's in the form of objection that there is a difference. You perhaps may not say, "I object, Mr. Judge," but you may say, "Mr. Judge, I file a reservation or an exception to that question because it tends to prejudice my client." But I think for the sake of fairness and even the perception of fairness, I think we ought to really allow any of the lawyers to make an exception rather than object verbally to a question of the judge. Because even in a grand jury, that is the procedure. In a grand jury, it's a free-for-all. You can ask almost anything under the sun without leading question, even misleading question. But the lawyers can stand up and say, "We make an exception to that so that you preserve your right to question it on appeal." Now, if what I think the good distinguished jurist is intimating and suggesting is that it will become a reversible error for mistrial, I think that's even worse. Because I think we ought not to think at this stage of a mistrial. Because of a procedure that will allow an appeal on every perceived reversible error, because it will prolong the political agony of this nation. If every issue that one thinks is irreversible can be questioned on appeal. So we also appeal to the lawyers in the same spirit that our presiding president said, let us go straight to the point. Wala nang palikuligo sapagkat naghihintay ang bansa.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Maraming salamat po, Ginoong Hukom. May I just, only 1 minute, Your Honor. There is a state, with the kind permission of the Honorable Court, there is a statement on the part of the Honorable Counsel for the Prosecution, Your Honor, that in the Estrada impeachment trial, the right to object cannot also be made. That is precisely why we brought this matter to the attention of this Honorable Court, because in that proceedings against the Honorable President Herrera Estrada, the right to object is found.